Hello, this is Namrata Purohit, fitness instructor, Pilates expert, the founder of the Pilates Studio, and of course, more than anything, a fitness lover.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari, editor special projects at Network 18. This is our special conversation series on money control, where we are talking to various newsmakers about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. And today we are putting the focus on staying home and staying fit. Can you really remain fit while staying indoors now that we don't have access to our gyms and workout spaces, our public spaces like parks for the foreseeable future? What is it that we should be doing to remain fit? That's the big question that I'm asking Namrata here today. For those of you who don't know Namrata, she is a celebrity fitness trainer. She's trained the who's who of the Indian film fraternity. People like Kareena Kapoor Khan, Malaika Arora, Varun Dhawan, Arjun Kapoor, Sara Ali Khan, all of them swear by her workouts. So Namrata, thank you so much for joining us here today on Money Control. I want to begin by asking you, why is physical exercise really critical at this point in time when we are dealing with so much negativity around us? Every day we are, increasingly getting anxious and apprehensive about the COVID-19 outbreak in India. Cases are increasing exponentially every day. We are following the news. A lot of us are feeling fearful. A lot of us are feeling anxious. How can physical exercise help us keep these feelings at bay?
You know, first of all, physical exercise or physical fitness or doing anything that gets you moving releases a certain amount of endorphins. Now, those endorphins are going to put you in a good mood. And I think that's really critical at this point in time because there's, as you rightly said, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of negativity, there's just so much going on, we don't know when we're going to be able to get out. Release those endorphins and channel your energy and channel your stress somewhere so that you're feeling better about yourself. And all of us, everybody is used to going out a little bit, walking around if nothing else, or going to the gym if you are really into fitness or whatever, doing something. So keep that up at home as well, because that will make you feel more sane, if I may say, and more stable. And you'll have a routine that you're following, which is ideal. You should try and follow a routine.
Right, indeed. Stress is something that we are all trying to control at this point in time. But what is an ideal workout routine then to follow at home, apart from the home chores that we're all pitching in with these days?
Well, I would ideally say you should try and work out at least 5 out of the 7 days. In fact, I would say that all 7 days you could do something, because we usually work out 4 or 5 or 6 days a week and take 1 day off. But in this time, you could keep your body moving all 7 days. 1 day could be a day where you're just stretching, because we're probably sitting more than we do usually. Stretch the body, open it up, don't let it get stiff, keep it moving. And other days you can do so many things. So there are a lot of cardiovascular exercises you can do at home that will up your heart rate, get you burning those calories. There's a lot of strengthening exercises. And really, I always say for fitness, all you need is your own body for a workout. So there's a lot of body weight training or, body weight exercises that you can do at home.
Good to hear that, Namrata. And sure, that should be inspiring a lot of us to take out some time to work out on a daily basis. But let's talk a little bit about Pilates, this form of exercise that you love and you've made a business out of. You were one of the world's youngest trained Pilates instructors at the age of 16. What attracted you to this exercise form? And 10 years into the business today, how difficult has the journey been in terms of educating people and making them aware about this form of exercise that was little known in India 10 years ago?
So a little bit about my journey. I started off with Pilates because I actually had a fall and injured my knee. And I was kind of told that I'd never be able to dance again, play squash again, or do anything with slightly more impact, because of course my knee wasn't in the best state. I had to have a surgery as well. And that's when I went on this quest to find something that would kind of sort me out or help my knee. And after trying various things, physio, gym, and just doing a lot of stuff, I finally stumbled upon Pilates. And that's when, in the first 4 sessions of Pilates, for the first time in an entire year, I was absolutely pain-free. And that's kind of how I really loved Pilates and wanted to share that with everyone. And when we started the journey, we had one studio that we opened 10 years ago. And since then, there's just been no looking back. I think it just started with word of mouth. People came in, experienced Pilates, and people just started talking about it, and more people started coming in, and finally we're seeing men do it as well. So that's good.
I wanted to come to that. You know, there are a lot of myths around Pilates. One is that it's mainly suited only for women. You know, it's not as strenuous as intense cardio exercises. It's a very relaxed form of exercise. Or that you need complicated and expensive machines, or you need to take a membership to a Pilates studio in order to do Pilates. Do you want to bust some of these myths?
First of all, Pilates was started by a man called Joseph Pilates for men at war. So it was for men, you know, it was designed for men. Of course, then it was reformed or transformed for ballet and contemporary dancers. And some of the most famous football players we know, cricketers we know, do Pilates. And obviously, they're doing it because, you know, they can see the benefits. And I'm talking about men, but yes, women as well do it.
Skinning any of them?
Oh, a couple. Yeah, we actually, at one point, were the official fitness partners for the Mumbai City FC team. And for football, also Renedy and Nabi and some of the football players still come. In fact, some of the football players who trained with us for the league, even from Argentina and Brazil and stuff, they still message us to see what routine they can do back home.
And now that you're trying alternate revenue streams with virtual classes, with online classes, how is that panning out? Is the Indian consumer really ready to pay for sessions online as far as fitness is concerned?
There's been a mixed review, I would say, because there are some people, like when we started, we had a whole lot of people like super excited, ready to work out. But then there are also those people who are very apprehensive to kind of spend at this point in time. First of all, because I think anyway, everyone's revenue stream is kind of at a standstill in a certain way. So paying online and, you know, spending money on fitness classes online, I don't think everyone's ready to do that yet.
Right.
But there, of course, it's a large country and there is a huge consumer base. But at the same time, people are apprehensive.
But I also want to ask you, at 16, did you ever imagine that you're going to be training the who's who of the Indian film industry? And what was it like to get that first client? Who was your first client from Bollywood?
Oh my God, I don't remember. I think it was Manasi Scott and Jacqueline. I think Jacqueline, if I remember right, yeah.
Great. But so tell us, who's the most disciplined of them all? Who's the one who never wants the session to end and is always telling you to push his or her boundaries?
Everyone, honestly. And I'm not lying when I say this, because I think they all know that they have to be in front of the screen so much that they have to look the absolute best. And at the studio, we have a policy about doing everything in a sustainable and healthy way, so no shortcuts whatsoever. So everyone's super disciplined, and that's the only way to achieve your goal in a healthy, sustainable way.
Absolutely. And in terms of nutrition, you know, all the doctors around the world are saying that COVID-19 is easier to battle if you have a very strong immune system. So in terms of nutrition, what is it that boosts immunity? I'm sure you give a lot of these tips to everybody on a daily basis. Give a few to our viewers and listeners as well.
You know, I always say a balanced diet is the most important thing. So don't go into extremes. Fruits, vegetables, everything is important. Cut down on the sugar and fat, please, because that's not the best thing to have at this moment. Up your protein intake. Very, very important. And even exercise is great to, you know, help build immunity.
Well, thank you, Namrata. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And with that, it's a wrap of this special conversation. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. Thanks very much for joining us on Money Control. Goodbye.